the pending UFO report. There are so many people claiming to have information of the report which is supposed to come out from the Department of Defense about UFOs, it hardly seems they could all have valid information. I don't know how many people will remember me saying live in hope and die in despair. I meant when it does come out, it is going to be the biggest disappointment to all those who believe they will find out something about aliens coming to the Earth in spacecraft. Some of the things being said, which it is too early to verify since the report is not out yet, are the only things discussed are the Navy sightings which most of us have seen the videos of. Just about everyone knows there are thousands of other sightings, both by the government and civilians, but if the info is correct, these will just be ignored as if they never happened. This is sort of a punch to the stomach to those of us who have been studying these sightings for many years and even many decades. The Navy might be in possession of thousands of sightings themselves, since the Earth is mostly water and the only ones we see are usually over land where people are present. It could turn out the most incredible sightings were by the Navy, but we may never know. Another thing being said about the report and claiming to be a leak is the report skirts around the issue. It doesn't take into consideration whether the UAPs, as they are now called, which used to be UFOs, are from other planets. Some are saying it even hints there is a possibility these objects could be from Russia or China. Can things get any more ridiculous than that? While drones might be responsible for a few of the sightings in the last few years, these sightings have been going on for at least 25,000 years and are pictured on cave walls. Supposedly, the report doesn't say it is not possible they are extraterrestrial. There is no mention yet of redactions, you know, those thick black lines which block out information you are not supposed to see. The government is famous for doing this when they attach memos and such to reports, so I suspect we will see some of this. One of the things I am wondering about is if there will be two different reports, one for the Senate committee and one for us peasants. I believe the military doesn't trust the Senate any more than they trust us, so I don't believe any secrets will be given away there. But what I think might happen is a hint or two will be included in their report just to prove they are getting the real deal, when they really are not. One supposed whistleblower said he found out the report was being released on the 25th of June 2021. I guess we will have to wait to see if this is true. For years we have been hearing about government cooperation with some extraterrestrials, and there are a slew of reputable witnesses who have testified to this fact. They range from scientists and engineers to former military men and even people in other government agencies. Then there are all those pilots who have seen UAPs in the skies, and some even had to dive their planes to stop from hitting them. There is just so much proof out there, it will be hard to swallow the facts in a report which tells us nothing. What will the UFO community have to say when the report does come out? Will people demand the truth or simply say this was what they expected? I believe we will never get the whole story about what is going on until an alien ship lands in front of us and extraterrestrials get out asking to be taken to our leader. I also believe we deserve to know the truth for all those UFO investigators who have died under mysterious circumstances and those where there is proof they were murdered. There is something going on which has been hidden from us for so long we don't even know when the secrecy started. Sure, we can guess and say it started with the Roswell crash, but there were other crashes before that of what were believed to be alien craft in different countries, and yet it seems there was a worldwide effort to keep those events secret too. It almost seems there is one authority at the head of this who controls all the information, no matter which country we are talking about. The disinformation campaign which kept the ridicule factor in high gear only started to show cracks a few years ago. It doesn't seem to be able to generate high levels of ridicule directed at people who witnessed UFO events anymore. It is not entirely gone, but certainly lost most of its effectiveness. We can see this in all the civilian pilots reporting UAPs and the Air Force asking their people to also report them. One change which seems to have happened is there are people in the Air Force who want the truth to get out along with people in other agencies. They are not powerful enough yet, but maybe someday they will be in stronger positions. When the report does come out, maybe just the fact it is being released and is not poking fun at those of us who think some UFOs known now as UAPs are from somewhere other than Earth will fuel the fire for those who want to know more. I am hoping if the report doesn't say much and doesn't come to the conclusion we are being visited from beings from another world, it will anger those who ordered it and they will demand to know more. After all, what good is a report if it doesn't have a viable conclusion? Maybe just the fact there is a report will help our case somehow. Another fact which strikes me is it being said the report doesn't deny the UAPs are alien. This does leave the door open a little bit and is more than was ever said or not said before. In a way, this is almost an assertion. Everyone knows who has studied these objects. They don't adhere to the known laws of physics, and this in itself almost proves they can't be from here. Enough talk. It is time for the report to come out, and I hope I am wrong, but I wouldn't bet on it.